Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Jill Miranda Baker.
My Only in the Keys story happened in Isla Mirada at the famed Chica Lodge. It was during a George Bush Chica Lodge bonefish tournament, which was held there for about 10 years after George H.W. Bush, after his presidency. And it was in 2000. My husband, who is a backcountry fishing guide, was guiding in the tournament, and we went to the cocktail reception for the opening night, and we brought our then 3.5-month-old son, Mason, with us, because he was so young, we didn't want to leave him at home. This was right after the crazy presidential election that his son won after, you know, the few weeks of counting chads, etc. So it was a little more high security than in past years that we attended this tournament. And we were in the corridor, in the courtyard of Chica outside, walking into the entrance, and I see George Bush and lots of Secret Service surrounding him, and I desperately wanted to meet him. I did not vote for him, but I respected him as an individual and what he and his wife did following his time in the White House. So I told my husband what I was going to do before he really could stop me, and I kind of broke through some Secret Service, and I said to him, "Mr. President, I'd like you to meet my son, Mason." And he literally grabbed him out of my hands, held him up in front of him, and they are looking eye to eye. Happily, he didn't cry. You know, you never know what babies at that age are going to do, but he just took him in. And, I mean, it probably lasted less than 30 seconds. And they locked eyes, and he gave him back to me after he gave him a little kiss, and I'm sure tears came to my eyes, and Mason just took it all in stride. I thanked him and went on my merry way and found my husband, and he says, "Oh, my God, what did you just do?" I said, "Don't worry about it. No guns were drawn. It's all good. The president just held our son." The photographer, Andy Newman, who does the PR for tourism for the Florida Keys, took this amazing shot of the president and my bouncy, baby, fat little boy and put it on the AP wire, and it ended up in different places across the country. When it ran in local media, Mason was identified. I don't think the same held true outside of the area. At the time, of course, we weren't digital, so I didn't see the photo for a while. And when I finally saw it and receiving calls and emails from people, friends across the country who saw it, it was pretty exciting. But fast forward to 2003, my brother and sister-in-law were vacationing in San Francisco, and I got a random call from them, and they said, "What was Mason wearing in that picture with George Bush Sr.?" I said, "A white long-sleeve shirt, blue shorts, and little white socks. Why are you asking?" Well, they were in a street festival-like area where there were vendors. It was about the upcoming election, and there was a button, a pin button for your shirt that had this picture of George Bush and my son with George Jr.'s face superimposed over my son's, and the pin said, "Like father, like son, one term only." And it was just this bizarre thing that followed us for 3 or 4 years later. It was pretty wild.
Jill Miranda Baker with a story about meeting a president.
What a story. I've heard of politicians kissing babies before to get votes, but this takes that to a whole other level.
It's as if he was on automatic. He sees a baby, pick it up and kiss it.
I love it. And I love the way the Secret Service men were there. It was such a natural, authentic moment. I mean, maybe he's looking for a baby. He was a well-established politician by that point. Maybe he knows what a good photo op is and he's reaching for the baby. But it felt like a very different time. This was 2000. I can't imagine in 2019 that things would be quite as easy as this.
Yeah, where were those Secret Service men letting that baby get through?
Yeah, who knows what that baby might have done to the former president.
It's nice to hear a story about President Bush because he recently passed away.
Yeah, and this makes me think about a form of folk narrative that's called legend. And we use that term to mean all kinds of things. But to a folklorist, very simply, you might say a legend is a story that has some element of truth in it, but isn't completely true. Now, I trust Jill Miranda Baker to have told us the true version. But somewhere down the line, when somebody goes to President Bush's library and pulls out that button or pulls out that picture or a little description of what happened, that story is going to take on a life of its own because it's about a famous person in the Keys. And it's just a wonderful example of our being there when the legend was born.
I find it interesting. Politics aside, it's good to have a picture with the president.
Yes, it really is. And I like that you said politics aside because it's hard to put politics aside these days. And Jill even said she didn't necessarily support everything he did when he was president. But after all, he and his wife gave a lot to the country. And she was able to put her personal politics aside for that exciting moment. And there was a time in this country when that was easier to do. We could just say, this is somebody so powerful who takes a moment to hold my baby and kiss my baby.
Kind of reminds me when I saw in person O.J. Simpson, and I really didn't know what to do with that.
Was this before or after the event?
Oh, after.
Wow. Very different, but in some ways similar. Yeah, I can see that. We all have our moments, and this is sort of a traditional type of story as well. We have our moments of meeting famous people and what happens, and I've certainly met some famous people and embarrassed myself in front of some famous people. And I think it's fun. These are fun stories. In storytelling, we're always trying to promote identification. We're always trying to get people to connect with us and to see things our way and to feel things our way. And if we all know who that famous person is, it's easier to picture the story. It's easier to feel, well, I know how I would feel in that moment. And I love that little side thing of having the button with his son's picture on it, with Mason's body. It's just hilarious.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. Is there any storytelling event coming up?
Tonight, there is a storytelling slam at FAU's Living Room Theater Cafe. That's at 777 Glades Road in Boca Raton, 8 to 9:30. It's a free event. And also in Boca Raton on Thursday the 28th, if you have memories of the Catskills, come to the Levis JCC at 21050 95th Avenue South, 1 to 4 p.m., and share your story. It's a time to share memories of the Catskills.
If you'd like more information about that or the Public Storyteller, you can contact us through our website at wlrn.org, click radio, and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.